It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to a Taco Tuesday. It is the 11th of October. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Toonforce. We're here for the next hour, and we're here 5 days a week. A couple things to tell you about. Community-wise, there is a town hall tomorrow night at the Mojave Valley Fire Department for Proposition 310, and that starts at 6 o'clock, and you're going to hear from the Arizona Fire District Association's President, Chief Pat Moore. Any questions, you can call the chief at 928-758-3971. But he presented that at Kiwanis this morning, and he said he was not working this week. He was running all over the state promoting this, so they can transfer you to a cell. That same town hall is tomorrow night in Golden Valley at the Golden Valley Public Safety Training Center, 6 o'clock also. Thursday night in Bullhead City, we have the big block party. It's actually two blocks long on both sides of the street in I guess it's at Mojave Valley. You know, the new credit union, Polly's Chiropractic, Medi, the contractors out there. I think there's a vet in there, too. And that kicks off at 5:30. Call the chamber, 928-754-4121, if you have questions. And let's talk a little bit about sports. Tonight, we have a game at 4 o'clock with the Tampa Bay Lightning and the New York Rangers. Yeah. So that's tonight. Tomorrow, preseason, Phoenix Suns and the Sacramento Kings, a 7 o'clock game. And Wednesday... Thursday night football, the Washington Redskins, Commanders, take on Chicago Bears at 4:30. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by TWN Communications. They're growing in their service area. I saw them working today up on the parkway by Maverick. They're getting ready to run some lines up there into that area. So people live up there. Might be just maybe a couple months away. We'll see. If you need to know when you can get it, here's what you do. You go to TWNcom.com/Mojave, and you sign up. And they'll email you and keep you up to date. Or you can call 888-227-2095, or you can stop by their offices on Silver Creek Road right behind Glam RN. And we're also brought to you by the Laughlin Outlet Mall, where we broadcast from. Yeah, your place for shopping and lunch. Downstairs, three great restaurants. Upstairs, plus an ice cream store downstairs. Upstairs, a thrift shop to the Watchman, sports items to famous shoes, and sunglasses to Rue 21. Plus, five businesses on the front of the mall. Yeah, check us out. Kitchen, Bath, and Beyond. Remodeling kitchens and bathrooms on the Colorado River since 2005. Yeah, they're not new at it. A new floor, new cabinets, new countertops. Sounds good, huh? In your home, they can do it in mobiles. They can even do commercial. And everyone needs a new, beautiful, modern, functioning bathroom or kitchen. See their showroom. Yes. Kitchen, Bath, and Beyond. Call 928-788-1000. ProFit Kitchen. Today's the day. It's the 11th. And you know, the 11th of each month, he donates 11% to a public safety. And tonight, if you go there this evening, they'll donate your 11% to Valley View Hospital and Classic Care for their shop with a first responder program. And then Mojave Mortgage is going to match it. Plus, when you go to ProFit, you get a healthy meal. We were there several weeks ago. Actually, Mojave Mortgage put on a dinner there, and they supplied us with wraps. They were really good. My wife went back the next day and had one for lunch. Yeah. So check out ProFit Kitchen in the Riverview Mall. Up at the top, you can't miss it, right by CBS. All right, into the studio we go. And the Tokens from the 60s. Were you around in the 60s?
I was.
Yeah?
Yes.
You were in elementary school?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I was born in the 50s, 56.
Yeah, 54 for me.
Yeah.
But, you know, my dad had put in this speaker system in our house, and there was a panel in the kitchen, and then there was two little speakers in the bathroom and in the hall. Well, my bedroom was right next to the bathroom, right outside the hall, with an older sister who got up and cranked the music in the morning. I either got used to it or moved, you know.
Sucked down the garage.
Yeah. Well, no, there was a speaker in the garage.
There you go. Of course. Yeah. Your dad was a cool dad.
Yeah, well, he's an electrician, so he did all kinds of stuff like that.
Sure. But,
and you could actually call, you know, into the kitchen, or the kitchen could call into you. It was a cool system. Someday I need to go by there and see if it's still in there functioning. I don't know. It was AM, FM. It had a plug for the phono, you know. Yeah, in those days.
And your headphones.
Yeah, yeah. Well, in those days, nobody had headphones in the 60s.
Yeah, the radio guys did.
Radio and television, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know, but,
and
yeah.
Vince Scully had a set.
Yes. Of course, that was, remember, Marantz? Everybody wanted a Marantz sound system.
Right. I forgot about those.
Oh, yeah.
And then the old stereos, great big boxes, you slid the top, and there, eventually there was an 8-track in there and a turntable. And,
yep.
Yeah, those were the days.
Of course, turntable has come back. It's the cool thing to have now, vinyl.
You go to Walmart, they have more vinyl than they do CDs.
Well, CDs are dying. They're like going away.
I know.
In fact, I have CDs. I have some really good books on CD. They are not made digitally, so I can't download them digitally. What I have to do is put them onto a thumb drive if I want to listen to them.
Oh, my God.
And my truck, I have a 2019 Ford. My wife has one, too. Her 17 F-150 had a CD player. We got her new one, and she goes out there to listen to a book, and it doesn't. And she calls my son, "Hey, help me find my CD player." It's not there.
I know my Tundra doesn't have one.
No,
it's either satellite or AM and FM. That's your choices.
I know. Yeah. I know. Which I think that's a mistake. But yeah.
I don't know. If you can download it to her phone, you can usually plug your phone in somewhere.
Correct.
And yeah,
but once again
downloading it.
Yeah, that's the problem. It depends on what she wants to listen to.
So, this is Ken Watkins, who is the mayor of Kingman. How are you?
Good. Glad to be here.
And you stepped in early.
I did. Mayor Miles had to, because of health reasons, resigned on August 5th.
And now, the rest of your council, did any of your council change during the election?
Well, of course, like a lot of cities, only half our council is replaced.
Right.
There is elected every 4 years.
Right.
Now, of course, our council members serve 4 years. Our mayor only serves 2 years.
Oh, okay. So you'll have to run in 2 years.
That's correct.
I'll have to
run again. And, I ran also for mayor, and my term starts in December.
Right.
But I took over for Jen back in August.
And then with half of your council running again, did they all just take their seats again?
Well, one of them was Sue Ann Mello, and she ran for county. She works for the county treasurer's department.
Oh, okay.
And so she now is the county treasurer.
Oh, okay.
She will be. She was elected. She ran unopposed. So we lost her, and then Councilwoman Dina Nelson decided not to run.
Okay.
So, and then, of course, myself. So the three, we have three new ones coming on because of the incumbents.
Right. Open seat. Yeah.
I guess I'm the one that stuck around, but look what happened.
Well, and people think the public, you know, like in Bullhead, we can watch our council meeting live, and you can come back and watch it later on the web.
Mm-hmm.
And people watch that, and they think, what a piece of cake. You just sit up there and say yes or no, yes or no. But they don't know about all the behind the scenes and all the meetings and the one-on-one people calling you saying, can I take you to lunch, Ken? I got to talk about this. And then it's a 3-hour lunch.
Right.
And they don't know about the research that they do when they get their packet, you know. And the other thing that the public probably doesn't realize is if there's something in the packet, let's say in Kingman, that involves the police department, the city councilman can't just call Rusty Cooper, the chief of police.
No.
They've got to go through the city manager.
That is correct.
And so people think, oh, they can just stop by the police department and get an answer. No, not really. You know, there's a system. And then, of course, there's conferences that you have to go to learn how to be a council person.
To be a better council person, a better city. Well, representative. We're actually people representative because we're representing the citizens of Kingman.
Exactly. You know, and we're fortunate. I know in Bullhead we don't have districts. You guys don't have districts.
We don't either. No.
And I'm not sure about Havasu, but I don't believe so. Because some places you elect people by their district, you know. Then the problem there is when someone steps down, now you got to find a body in that district that'll take the job. So yeah, it's not easy.
No, it's actually a lot more work than I thought it was. I have always been in awe. Well, since I've been helping Jen since January when she was diagnosed with this health problem,
right?
And I've been filling in for her as far as all the public appearances.
Oh,
she was
okay.
Still doing a lot of the Zoom meetings,
right?
And but now I have taken over, and so now
you have it all.
Sheesh,
yeah,
it's a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
I am amazed at what she was doing. You know, and Jen is otherwise she's in great health,
right?
But because of this lung problem.
And so you have to go to every ribbon cutting, every mixer.
Well, I try to.
Yeah.
You try to. But
yeah. Some of them you just can't get to.
No, and last weekend, and I feel bad, but I spaced out a proclamation I was supposed to read at the powerhouse. I don't know what happened. I forgot to put it on my phone or something on my calendar, and it happens.
Yeah.
It happens. But
and you run your own calendar, right?
Our city clerk and, of course, our deputy clerk helped me out immensely.
Yes, yeah.
And so they will email me, and they'll put stuff onto my calendar for me. Which
right.
And all I have to do is accept it onto my phone.
Exactly. That's the easiest thing in the world, huh?
It helps so much. I'm so thankful for that.
But are you finding now that when you wake up, you look at your phone, and you look at the whole day, not just... You know, okay, I'm going to have breakfast and go into the office for a while.
Oh, I do that the night before.
Yeah, I mean, but you've got to look at the whole day, don't you?
I do. And, of course, I still work for my own company, too.
Right.
So...
Bulldog Disposal Recycling.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. So, yeah, it's interesting.
So then you have to look at, say, what office am I going to this morning? When I start my truck, am I going to City Hall or am I going to Bulldog?
Yes.
Yeah.
My wife keeps on saying, hey, you've got to balance this better. Because you tend, especially being new in the position, you tend to over, which is a good thing.
Right.
Because I think because you've got to learn what things are important, what things you can maybe lighten up on or delegate. And
right.
Actually, that's going to be key, too. Now, right now, we don't have a vice mayor because we only have three more city council meetings
right.
before the new council sworn in December,
okay.
of December. So because of that, we have elected not to.
So you'll wait for them and then select a vice
correct.
Mayor.
Correct. I think this next city council meeting, we will go ahead and replace the open space, the open seat because of being moved up to mayor. So that, and we've already put, we're probably going to, the two gentlemen that we still have an open seat that's running for office.
Right.
But as far as the council that is seated right now, we have an opening. And so we're going to probably take one of those that was elected
and fill that seat.
Fill that seat with that gentleman. Give him, basically, he'll have an early start.
Right. Which is kind of beneficial.
Yes. It'll help. I could see it either way. But this last council meeting, I decided to change the way I was thinking and go along with the majority of the council because they wanted to have another person on there. And it does give, let's face it, it does give the city a better representation.
Right.
That's the most important thing.
Yeah, and the citizens.
That's correct.
You know.
I mean, when I say city, I meant citizens.
Right.
Thank you.
Do you think that a lot of the citizens know a lot of your council?
It's interesting. I think for the most part, they do. I mean, but it's interesting because we all have our different circles that we run in.
Right.
So.
You run in the trash circle.
Yes.
I had to.
Yeah, like one of my bumper stickers, one of the bumper stickers said, let's talk trash or let's talk trashy. Anyway.
Signed your mayor.
Yeah. But.
So you think a lot of them know people in the community because
they do.
Because they live there for a long time.
They do. A lot of them have been there for a long time. Now there are some newcomers. Mr. Ward, Smiley Ward. He's going to be newly elected. He will take his seat in December. I don't think Smiley's been in Kingman for a long, long time.
Okay.
Maybe 4 or 5 years.
Keith Walker's been there for...
Keith has been there. Keith grew up there, went to high school there.
Yeah.
So Cherish did, too.
Yeah. I'll bet both of them get emails and texts all the time.
They do. I think they do.
Yeah.
They do.
Hey, tell me about this, and can we... What about this? How come you guys haven't fixed this?
Or, right.
Yeah.
And, of course, when we get those... You mentioned earlier, when we get those kind of issues, people calling us, we have been directed... Do not call the different department heads.
Right.
Even though you might know them,
yep.
We need to follow chain of command.
Right.
And that we need to report to the city manager, and then the city manager will then delegate because he runs the city.
Right.
You know.
Well, and sometimes if somebody texts you or emails you and said, why isn't there a four-way stop at this intersection?
Right.
That email or text you can usually send to his secretary.
I just forward it directly to him.
Oh, you do?
Oh,
okay,
yeah. Oh, yeah. We all do. We just send it right to him.
And then somebody from that department will probably get back with that individual.
Yes, and oftentimes Mr. Foggin himself will send that, just as a courtesy, will send that person an email saying, hey, just want to let you know, I've contacted the affected
Public
department.
Works, yeah, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. All right. It's time for our first break already.
Okay.
Stick around. We're going to come right back. If you have questions, grab your phone, 702-298-1063. Kingman, Havasu, and Bullhead, they don't operate that much differently. So stick around.
For the summer, darling, I promise you that...
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095.
Have you, your friends, and coworkers tried ProFit Kitchen in the Riverview Mall? Beats any drive-thru. Check out the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu, plus protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends.
Over 450 local businesses in Mojave Electric's service territory can now subscribe to TWN's fast, reliable fiber internet with unlimited data and digital phone services. Whether you need a 50-meg small business connection or 100 gigs of transport connectivity to multiple locations, TWN has a solution for you. To find out if your business is fiber-ready, call 866-215-5333, option 2.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
As we heat up, the bugs are out. If they're in your home or business, you have a problem. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. The last thing you want is a visitor or customer seeing unwanted guests crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. Bugs gone tomorrow. Safe, effective, and pet-friendly treatments that turn termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. 758-5499. Solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is looking to hire a speech-language pathologist, physical therapist, and a certified occupational therapy assistant. You'll provide in-house therapy focusing on patients with low productivity, and you're guaranteed 30 hours per week with great benefits, including a matching 401k. Call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City today at 928-763-1404 or apply online at thelegacyrehab.com. That's thelegacyrehab.com.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Some of these oldies remind me of Art LeBeau, who was a longtime radio personality, 70-some years on the air. And if you ever bought one of those oldie but goodie albums, yeah, he was the one who produced those and put those together. Hey, Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Bulldog Disposal and Recycling. Yes, service in Mojave County since 1988, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I got the owner sitting here. Yeah. Since 1988, recycle yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. And they buy aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts. Plus, curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins and dumpsters, debris removal bins, construction site bins, and business curbside pickup. Go to Bulldog Disposal Bulldog Disposal and Recycling, go to bulldogdisposal.com or call
928-753-6786.
See? Yeah. He knew the number. Oh, we're also brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, where right now it's burger, fries, and pie time. Five different burgers for you to choose, and then you add cheese and maybe you want, you know, bacon. Then you got fries that come with it, and then you pick your own piece of pie you want. Yeah, that's like nine different pies in there. Then, of course, you have your own choice of over 100 Coke products, and who knew they had that many? This is the perfect end of the summer at Perkins, and Fridays is Fish Friday. Walker Service Electric, the Walker team is in Kingman. They're in Havasu. They're in Bullhead. They're everywhere in all the valleys in between. Walker Service Electric, they take care of homes, apartments, condos, mobiles, and any size business. They're building Fire Station 2 in Bullhead, and they're also building Jimmy John's. Yeah. Plus new construction. So Highline Power. If you need an electrician, think Walker Service Electric. Available 24/7, 928-718-9444. We're back with the mayor of Kingman. If you have questions, 702-298-1063. Do you get bothered a lot when you're in the store by people? Hey, mayor, I got a question for you.
Actually, it's been pretty quiet.
Oh, that's good,
then. But even if I do, they're very typically very polite. Now, sometimes at public functions I'm going to, they, you know, people will ask.
A lot of interaction there, yeah.
But once again, so far, people have been very polite.
Because when you go to a public function, it's free game now. You showed up.
It surely is.
You know?
I had a feeling I knew I was getting into, but it's opened my eyes even more. How's that?
Yeah.
And so, but you know, that's what you, when you sign up for this, that's what you expose yourself to.
Exactly. And that's kind of the reason you get a check every month, too, because of the amount of time you put in.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, in Bullhead, they recently raised the pay, well, they don't even call it pay for council. It's like, you know, here, for helping you out, you know, we're going to help you. But I think it's about like $800 for a council and $1,200 for the mayor, I think.
Well, I think if it's similar to ours, I think ours is around $8,500 a year.
Oh, that could, okay.
And mayor is $12,500 a year.
Okay, so just a little over a grand a month.
Correct.
Yeah, that's not much.
No, it's not
for the
much.
Time you put
no,
in.
No, you better have another job.
Yeah, and your wife's probably already saying, can we get the city on trash, and can we do this and do that? And when you go to the chamber mixers, can you wear your bulldog shirt, not the city shirt?
That's a fine line I walk.
Yeah, that is too.
Even though we're a member of the chamber, I don't bring Bulldog Disposal up very rarely because of the fact that I am mayor now.
Right.
That would be a huge conflict, so I can't do that.
Well, you know.
Well, I can.
You service all of Kingman anyway.
Well, we do, but, you know, we have to remember, in the city limits of Kingman, the city has its own sanitation department. So
pick
up our own residential and commercial trash. Now, there are certain, the city does not do the big industrial roll-off boxes.
Right.
We do.
Okay.
So that's one thing that, you know, people can call us and ask us about.
And you guys have your own water and sewer?
Yes.
Yeah. So, see, Bullhead just has the sewer, and then we just got the water.
Just got the water. That was an interesting.
That was a pig and a poke. I mean, they thought they were buying a Cadillac or maybe a mid-size Chevrolet, and they got a Honda motorcycle.
Honda or Hyundai?
Honda motorcycle.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, they got a Honda motorcycle. constant problems and issues and you know. Poor Mark Clark, he keeps going back to the well saying, I need some money for this pump and then for this.
Yes.
And,
they, yes.
You know, it's nonstop. But
those are expensive repairs.
But the nicest part is when it comes to a repair, and there's some areas where they've had to cut across 95 recently.
Mm-hmm.
And you drive over it, and it's smooth and slick, you know. They did it right.
Right.
And so he said going in, when he first took the job, we're going to fix things the way it should be right away.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been doing that.
No, so, and
you guys
Mark.
Probably do that in Kingman.
And that's what our city water department strives to do.
Yeah.
Definitely. It's to do it right the first time.
Because pipes will break. That's all there is to it.
It happens. We're all suffering from that. Actually, from after this last storm, huge leaks developed. Even though there was problems with drainage and it washed away a number of alongside streets and everything,
right.
Caused some major holes. Even on my street right now, around the corner from where I live, the city was just out and cut a big 4-foot by 4-foot patch of asphalt.
Because they had to go down it.
Because it's a low spot and there's constantly water draining down it, and so it's caused the dirt underneath to be soft. And so even though they patch it, it gets torn up again. So I think the city this time is going to talk to the neighbors around me too, so that we don't water our lawns, which we're trying to. I know that's another sore subject. Yes. And not over water where the water is running down the street.
Right.
That way it can let that street dry out and so we can get it patched.
Okay.
In fact, I am probably this winter going to take out my lawn because of the fact that I got to walk the talk if I'm doing that.
Right.
You know, I'm preaching water conservation. And
I took mine out about 12 years ago.
Yes.
I was done. And I rocked it. And I went to Lowe's and I said, okay, I need those little, what kind of tube do I buy that runs out to the plant?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, you've already got a sprinkler system in? I go, yeah. They said, then take your PVC to the plant.
Right.
And so I did that. Now I've got to cut it in half because my PVC's been in the ground for 31 years. It's failing.
It's
all
probably
the time.
Starting to cause you problems.
Yeah, so now I've started the areas where I had plants. Over the weekend, I bought a nice little looking bunny, you know. So I'm going with less plants now.
Yeah. You know, I don't want to take out my grass because I have neighbors that walk their dogs, and they've told me, they've actually asked me permission. I've been outside working on the lawn and such, and I just have a small piece of grass out in my front yard.
Right.
My backyard is all rock. Everything's rock. So just my front yard, just like a 10 by 30 piece maybe. Anyway, they walk their dogs, and their dogs always get excited to come down to my end of the street because they can sit on the grass and cool down.
Yeah.
And I hate taking that out because of that fact, but, you know, what do you do?
So in a council meeting when he says, I didn't take out my grass because of my pets in the neighborhood, everybody will understand why.
Most people will, I think, nowadays especially.
Oh, yeah. Stick around. We're going to come right back and chat with you some more.
Playing around with electricity is never recommended. Calling a professional is. Walker Service Electric has served Mojave County for 27 years. Minor home repairs, replacements, add-on, remodel, or upgrades. Walker Service Electric handles everything commercial and industrial, from the ground up and maintenance contracts, 24/7. The Walker team is all about customer service and quality work at a fair price. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
Minutes still matter when it comes to medical emergencies. In some cases, fast care can be life-saving, especially for heart attacks and strokes. So don't delay or be afraid to get help if you need it. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you, with limited entry points, screening for everyone, deep cleaning, and social distancing. We're taking extra precautions to help keep you safe. Don't put off emergency care. Visit ercarewarmc.com or call 911 in an emergency.
Meet me at Loftman Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and really spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at Loftman Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Bulldog Disposal and Recycling has been servicing Mojave County since 1988, with recycling yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. Why toss out things that can bring you cash? Aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts. Plus curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins, and dumpsters. Debris removal bins, construction site bins, business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling at your service. BulldogDisposal.com or 928-753-6786.
You can hear KNTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via translator K294CQ for Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.3 for Bullhead City, Laughlin and Needles. On translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KNTR talk on KJJJ HD2. Go to KNTRTalk.com for audio streaming on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KNTR Talk is the voice of the free.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care. Would you like to enter the world of healthcare? Well, Legacy Rehab and Care Center will hire, train, and pay you to become a certified nursing assistant. Yes. Legacy services include post, they do that through MCC. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapist, occupational therapist, and speech therapist, plus it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City and become a certified nursing assistant. Barron Services, experts in fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial, experts in swimming pools, home or commercial, and experts in pest solutions, home or commercial. And Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. Alarm systems, pools, and pest solutions, call Barron's, 928-758-5499. Today I was in Fort Mojave, and I saw them spraying the donut shop and a couple of other businesses there at that little plaza. Mojave Mortgage, you're looking for some money? Maybe a vacation home, maybe that pool, maybe an add-on. We'll call the founder and CEO, Chad Hansen at Mojave Mortgage, 928-288-2691. Get your share of Chad's money from the vault. Yes, call 928-288-2691. All right, we're back in the studio. And what do you hear? What's the latest on when you're going to get your off-ramps for I-40?
That's a good question. It keeps on coming up in a number of different public meetings that I've gone to. And, of course, that's one of those things people walk up to me and ask in public situations. And
I'll bet starting with the CEO of KRMC.
Yeah, well, that's, of course, you know, there's an interim CEO right now for KRMC.
Okay.
So, of course, they've had their developer they're working with, and they have told us many a time they are moving forward on it. So right now, we should hear something about after the first of the year from ADOT, but they're at certain points and stages of the project, you have to turn in plans.
Oh, okay.
So they had to turn in plans at the 31% or 33% to get them approved first, to make sure that they're doing things on the direction that ADOT wants it to go. So that's where that's at right now, and we are supposed to. So they've turned those into ADOT. We are supposed to hear back right after the first of the year if that has been approved, and then they'll move forward, finishing the plans, get those submitted again, and so.
Okay.
It all takes time. Of course, things have gone up in price. With the inflation going on, that has added a lot to the expenses of these, and so that's another thing that they and, of course, as we as a city are scrambling for too, is funds to be able to pay for that inflation.
So basically, from the current interchange to where the hospital is.
Well, that's that new camp. They call it the Hualapai campus, that new hospital.
Right, okay.
Yes.
And you're going to have two off-ramps in that area?
And then even east of that is the second one called Rancho Santa Fe exit.
Mm.
And that is right there. There is a wash, and there's that big city water tank up there.
Okay.
Rattlesnake Wash is right there. Actually, you have to remember that project originally was called Rattlesnake Wash Exit.
Oh, it was. Wow.
And the name got changed to Rancho Santa Fe Exit. Now, of course, me being born and raised in Arizona, I think cool thing. That's Rattlesnake Wash is just a cool name.
It is.
I do wonder why that got changed, but you know, I wasn't back in control of that at that time.
Now you're in control.
Well, no, I'm not in control either. But at least I can throw things out there.
Yeah.
They might get listened to. They might not. I don't know. But okay. Rattlesnake Wash is just a cool name. Anyway.
And you'd have your own. I mean, nobody else in the state would have that name.
No.
For an off-ramp.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
But anyway, that ramp there will serve us and give us our second entrance into our industrial park.
Okay.
It's still a little ways away, but they'll drop down the hill towards the industrial park out across the desert there. And that will give us another good entrance into the industrial park. We've had a number of companies that have wanted to relocate to the industrial park, but because we only have one main entrance into there, actually one entrance period into there, that has been one of the reasons why they have said that they have not relocated there.
Okay.
So
that makes sense.
It does. They want, and actually, what, this last winter, there was a day where that entrance into that industrial park was shut down for about 4 or 5 hours.
Wow.
Because of an accident.
And that whole interchange, I mean, you got motels there and McDonald's.
That will come.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, right there on 66.
Currently on 66. and where everybody gets off to go to that industrial park right now,
right.
It's bumper to bumper sometimes.
It can be very busy.
It's as bad as Stockton Hill Road.
Just about.
Yeah. And Stockton Hill Road, people keep building on it and just making it busier, busier.
I think, though, we are starting to see businesses starting to move over to Bank Street, which is busy, too. Actually, right now on the corner of Bank Street, on the northeast corner of Bank Street and Airway, mm-hmm. Circle K has put signs up. They're going to build a new store right there.
You know, we got Circle K coming to Bullhead. We have one currently at the north end of town.
Yes.
But it is so hard to get in and out of. It's been there forever.
Right.
So they bought the land next to it, and they want to build the largest Circle K.
Wow.
And Toby Cotter just texted me a little map the other day that shows they're coming there. And then we also have a Maverick.
They bought the old El Palacio property.
Right, they bought that property.
Tore that building down.
I know.
I can't believe that has happened. I've known Gilbert, the owner of El Palacio, forever, back in the mid-80s when I drove for Shamrock Foods.
And back when he had El Palacio across the street.
Yes, the old building, the original.
Yes. And we're buddies. And I took my wife there I met my wife there for a blind date. And I told him, you can't tear it down. And he didn't agree with me. But
probably not.
No.
But he does have other restaurants here in town now.
Oh, yeah. He's got two. And you got to go to Fort Mojave or right here at the Riverside.
And one down in Havasu still, right?
The one in Havasu, they sold.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. I think it belongs to somebody else. And the one in Kingman belongs to somebody else.
Well, right. But they're still branded El Palacio. And the one that is up in Kingman is owned by Gilbert, by a gentleman, first name of Gilbert also.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Who used to be, who started as a dishwasher or as a server for Gilbert down here.
Wow.
But did a great job for him. And then, of course, when Gilbert opened up the Kingman store.
He went up there as manager or something and then decided, I'll buy it.
Well, manager, and then Gilbert gave him the opportunity to buy that store.
How cool.
Yeah. So,
successful stories like that are good.
Oh, it's great. That is great.
That's what we live for.
It is.
Those kind of stories.
That's the American dream, isn't it?
It is. It is. What about grants in Kingman? You guys go after a lot of grant money?
Oh, yes. Anytime there is a grant that is available that we are looking for, we have a grant writer. That's all she does is look for grants and writes grants. Actually, the latest one at the last city council meeting or the one before was for a possible $40 million grant. And we actually are writing it, and it would help offset the cost of the new Rancho Santa Fe exit.
You started to say rattlesnake.
I did. I had to catch myself. Huh. I know. There's a number of my friends that already know my feelings. I'd love to call rattlesnake watch, but anyway, we'll see how that all unravels.
We'll see if you get your way.
Unravels. I doubt it.
The mayor's first goal for 2022.
No. There's more important things I need to worry about.
What else are you worrying about?
We have Proposition 415. It's coming up on the general election ballot.
That's a city.
That is for city, and of course, it'll only city residents will
vote
on that. But it will affect county residents that live around county because it is a proposition for an increase in sales tax of 0.56.
Okay.
So just a little, just a hair over half a cent.
Okay.
So our current rate right now in Kingman is 8.1%. Now, of that, the city of Kingman gets 2.5%.
Okay.
The rest is collected. It goes to the state, the county. Anyway, county and state share that other
right.
part. We get 2.5% of that. With this new sales tax, then we would get 3.06.
Oh, okay.
Now, what's interesting is this proposition is aimed at just road maintenance and repair.
Right.
Specifically, and in fact, even in the body of the language, it says it cannot be used. It's for that specifically. Because a lot of people said, well, the city, if we pass this, city council will just start using that money for something else. And
right.
they said no, and I've told them, no, we can't.
Yeah. And in Kingman, you have a bigger challenge than we have, like in Havasu or Bullhead. Mm-hmm. Because you get the heat, but you also get this thing called snow.
Yes, we do.
And so you add snow on top of the heat during the summer, your roads probably take a bigger heat hitting than ours.
You bring up a good point. They really do. Look at the extremes in temperature. I mean, you guys have excessive heat.
Right.
Granted. But you don't have the cold like we do up there.
Right.
I mean, I remember many a time and many a morning when I'd get up in the past that it's been in the upper teens because of the wind chill factor.
Right.
That is cold.
That is cold. Wow.
So,
and that's got to play havoc on blacktop.
No, I appreciate you bringing that up. That is a really good point. That, yeah, it does play havoc. Of course, water plays havoc on it. You know, after these last rains, the roads have been torn up tremendously, as we mentioned a little bit earlier.
Well, that was a major storm.
That was like one of those 100-year storms.
Actually,
we had two of them about 2 weeks apart.
Yeah, we did. Well, the first one didn't hit Bullhead bad.
Right.
The second one did.
Oh, I know. On Miracle Mile, those those poles that got snapped.
Yep. And on the parkway.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
And there's some of them on the parkway still laying there.
Yes.
They're like still trying to get everything fixed before they go around and pick up the pieces.
Oh, yeah. They're playing catch-up.
Yeah.
And of course, and that's where we have to ask our citizens to be patient. The city is aware of it. They are working on it. But, you know, it does take time.
You know, we've had a guy, and I won't even mention his name, that goes to city council and he blasts him every week. Now, the problem is they aren't facts. They're his thoughts.
Right.
And right after the storm, the city did a spaghetti dinner like 4 or 5 days later. And he goes up to the council and says, "Mayor, that's your, you know, that's your life now. You were the mayor who provided, spaghetti. But he didn't talk about the simple fact that when they opened up a school for a cooling center, our city manager, our human resources director were there.
Right.
He didn't talk about the fact that it was the previous chief, who was also the emergency services director, who got a grant to put the generator in at the school so that it could be a cooling center. So do you also get some people that come up to the podium and just say the craziest things?
You know, we don't have it, not every week. In fact, actually, it's been pretty quiet the last several months.
You're very lucky.
We are. Oh, no, because I've talked to the mayors and managers in Bullhead and in Lake Havasu.
Yeah.
It's like each city has certain people that just...
That's their goal every 2 weeks.
It is.
You know?
It is.
Their goal is to bitch about something.
To complain.
Yeah. You know, it's either a road or the police or the fire or the schools or the buses or something. You know, and it gets so monotonous because their information's usually wrong.
Oftentimes it's skewed.
Yeah. And the bad part is you don't know who in the public watched it or saw it and believed it. What part did they believe?
Well, and unfortunately in our day and age, we see that in ads on TV and everything.
Oh, yeah.
They only take little sound bites, and so they twist the story the way they want to get their message across.
Exactly.
And unfortunately,
I keep thinking somebody's going to rush out in the next week and run for governor and senator, because all we ever see on TV is these two that are running for the governor and the senator they're terrible people, you know, and they're going to do terrible things.
Like they're monsters.
Yeah.
I know.
And you're right about the sound bites, because they just take, and even the network news do that.
Oh, they're famous for it now. It didn't used to be that way when you and I were growing up.
Right.
It was pretty accurate reporting. But
Walter Cronkite gave you the facts.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he gave you the whole story,
not
just bits and pieces.
Not now.
No.
It's a major change.
It is.
So what's on your agenda or your wish list that you share with your wife and no one else that you want to see accomplished in your first couple of years?
Well, I want to get this sales tax thing passed first, because a lot of citizens, that has, you know, from the surveys, that is one thing that they want, is they want better roads.
Better roads.
And that has been increasing over the last 3 years.
Okay.
Like from 85% up to 91%. That is the most
important. Oh, wow.
Yes. Our whole goal is, as far as Kingman, is making Kingman more livable, more enjoyable to live in, to be a nice community that our kids and grandkids want to come and visit or even stay.
Right.
You know, and that's really one of the main goals. I have concerns for our veterans as far as the plights they suffer from. In fact, last Thursday, Captain Don Bishop from
Sheriff's Office.
Mm-hmm. Sponsored a town hall in conjunction with Arizona Town Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at the community college last Thursday evening. And it talked about some of the three things that are problems in our society now. One is mental health, substance. They don't call it substance abuse anymore, by the way. They call it substance use.
Did you know.
That? Yeah, I didn't know that. And homelessness.
Right.
And really, all three things are all, it's a vicious circle that you fall into.
And I know Bullhead sent up Jeff Tipton, our human services director, and then I think Westcare sent Chaz Martinez up to that.
Yes.
And then in Bullhead, I think in November, they're going to hold something very similar. The city's putting it on. That the town hall people are going to operate it.
Right.
But it's going to be about homelessness and mental health and substance abuse. Basically the same thing.
Right.
And so all those things are going to be discussed there. But this is a invite. You have to be invited because they're looking for the stakeholders, you know.
Right.
They don't want me there. They want the stakeholders there.
That's correct.
And
that's correct.
So... Jeff Tipton is working on that. I text him all the time and go, are you inviting this guy? Yeah. Oh, no, I forgot, but thanks, you know.
Yeah.
And because they are trying to get all the stakeholders in that arena and get them there. Because one of the things with the homelessness here is some people are duplicating services. So he thinks if he brings them all to the table, they can start, you know, changing some of the things people do or adding to somebody else.
Right.
So, yeah. Town halls are very, very productive.
There.
Yeah. Let's take our last break here. We've got about 8 minutes to go. Paul Lavoie is up next with the Havasu City Manager, Jeff Knutson.
I can't stop this feeling.
Hear ye, hear ye. You talked, we listened. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. If you took advantage of the low interest rates within the past 2 years and don't want to change the terms of your first mortgage, but you still want cash to build that RV garage or casita, fear not. Mojave Mortgage now has a home equity line of credit available. For more information, visit MojaveMortgages.com or call 928-288-2691. Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
Everyone enjoys their perfect temperature at home or work. However, sometimes you need help getting that perfect temperature. Arizona Comfort Solutions serves residential or commercial, servicing your whole system. Arizona Comfort Solutions can fine-tune your thermostats, air conditioning units, or swamp coolers, keeping you cool all summer. In Bullhead City and Needles, call 928-758-2400. 928-758-2400.
It's burgers, fries, and pie at Perkins in Bullhead City. The Breakfast Burger, Classic Hamburger, Barbecue Tangler Burger, Smokehouse Bacon Double Cheeseburger, and Classic Cheeseburger, all with fries and pie. Only at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City. Pick your burger, cook the way you like it, with fries, and pick your perfect slice of pie. Now, add your favorite Coca-Cola. You walk out stuffed. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
Hi, my name is Jack Mathier, and I'm the founder of East West Financial. Great service won us many awards in the local newspaper without soliciting our clients. One of our services, estate planning, is the best in the area as we work with many attorneys. We're also known for our annuities offering excellent returns with no caps, guarantee of principal. Because of our annuities, we won Forbes magazine Top 10 Financial Planner 3 times. Call me, 928-888-9828, and find out why you should be working with East West Financial.
There is one company that services all your insurance needs. Bullhead City Insurance Center insures auto, home, commercial, recreational vehicles, and even more. Bullhead City Insurance has many companies at their fingertips. This allows them to compare coverage, deductibles, and rates to locate you, the customer, the perfect coverage. Let Bullhead City Insurance work for you. Licensed in Arizona, California, and Nevada. 928-768-4211.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is currently in tip-top shape. Enjoy Arizona's number 4 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Set your tee time now. Open early summer hours, 928-754-1243 or laughlinranch.com.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. We're live in the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you each and every day. Oh, let's do this. Here, let's talk about Garth Brooks is here Friday night. Can you believe that? At Laughlin Ranch. Outdoors, yeah. call Laughlin Ranch, 928-754-1243, or go to their Facebook page. Coming up on Friday and Saturday is the second annual, you know much about this, the feast, Kingman Feast?
Oh, Kingman Festival, Route Festival. 66 Festival. Yeah. In fact, thanks for bringing it up, yes. I wanted to, yes,
okay.
On Friday and Saturday.
We'll be right back with more of that information. Saturday, there's, you can, if you want to assist the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary next summer, they're taking applications and be a volunteer at the library, 2 o'clock on Saturday. And then there's a CASA Council Charity Golf Tournament, El Rio, Saturday, 8 a.m. Go to CASASupport.org. And the Mel Patriots have their annual car show and market on Saturday the 15th, 10 a.m. till 2. And it's cool because they do a car show, and the kindergartners are the judges.
Oh, that's the best.
So they tell the people at the car show, you can bribe all the judges. So they all bring cookies and candy. Yeah. Casey Mulligan's got a great sense of humor.
That's a cool idea.
Yeah. Okay, so as I was mentioning, we're brought to you by East West Financial Services. Retirement planning can be yours. Just call Jack Mafara, 928-888-9828. Costs nothing to sit down with him in Kingman or Bullhead City. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center presenting a free lunch and learn for the ladies October 18th, 11:30 at the Anderson Fieldhouse. You're going to learn about hormones and women's health from Dr. Philip Bassa. Reserve your seat today, 928-763-0282. And Arizona Comfort Solutions, are your comfort tools going to make it through the end of the summer? If you're a little worried, call them, 928-758-2400. They can take care of your thermostat, your AC, or your swamp cooler. All right, we got about 2 minutes left here with the show, and you were mentioning about the festival. Tell us all about it.
Yes, Kingman Route 66 Festival, second year. It is held at Lewis Kingman Park, which is right in the middle of town, and on Route 66. Annie Devine, of course. And it should be a great thing. I guess we're going to have a number of vendors up there, of course.
Oh, okay.
A zip line, a small beer garden is being put on by one of the vendors. And it should be a great time for everybody. And, of course, the weather is perfect right now for any of these kind of outdoor things.
We don't want to hear about that down here.
It's still warm down here.
It still is.
It is.
We're not quite to 100, but it's still warm.
Yes, but up there it's like in the low 80s, upper 70s. You know, middle of the afternoon, it is great.
Wow.
Weather is perfect right now.
What's the phone number at City Hall if people want to call you up and talk to you?
I should have written that down. I have it on my phone because that's where I worry about it. But let me get that for you. Of course, it's 928-753. My wife knows it by heart, by the way. I have a program. You know how we are when we program it in our phone. We forget about it.
Forget the numbers,
You just tell Siri, call this.
Yep.
Yeah. So let me get that for you, though. It is 928-753-5561.
Okay. Don't give Ron Foggins' cell phone number.
No.
Don't pass that out.
No. I don't think he'd appreciate that.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. Thank you so much, Ken Watkins, mayor of Kingman, owner of Bulldog Disposal and Recycling, and great information.
Well, thank you, Larry.
You bet.
Glad to be here.
Hey, I'll be back tomorrow, and tomorrow I have Lon Carroll in here with his...
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.